Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is May the 12th, 2017, at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're a beautiful day in Houston, Texas. I cannot begin to start with a share. where are we going to begin on this day's topic? It's going to be powerful, impactful. So I hope you guys are ready to take copious notes as we begin to share how are we going to continue to grow our network through repeat business online. But also, I was given some other thoughts that I wanted to bring and share with you guys today as well. That's going to be also a super-duper double whammy for you guys in reference to building your network, growing. Is the 7 online marketing trends that will dominate 2017. As we have looked at what happened last year, 2016, we can see that where the trends are going and where the marketplace is going and where marketing is going. And your part of it as an entrepreneur is to manage and maintain your marketing campaigns on a regular daily basis. So manage and maintain. But you also have to master what it is you're doing on a regular basis, on a marketing plan that's going to be a custom fit for you and your company, your personality, who you are as a person, and what you represent in the marketplace, and what brand are you trying to get out there so others will know exactly the quality of what you do. So it's a lot of good things, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be talking about that's going to be so helpful that you're going to continue to listen to this show over and over again as we continue to share with you each and every week, each month, that we talk about it here at GTE Professional Network Radio. We want to make sure that you guys have all the tools and tips that you need to build your network strong. That's what I say again, to build your network strong. You do not want to build a weak business. You do not want to build a flimsy business or business that's just going to be here today, gone tomorrow. So what you want to do is now is to make sure that you stand fast, you do what's necessary, and you take down copious notes. There is a plethora right now, ladies and gentlemen, of information given to this one subject matter that I'm talking about right now today in reference to online marketing, your website as a web designer, this is what we do, and as well as marketing campaigns that we put together for our clients here at Global Touch Enterprise, at GTE Professional Network Radio. We want to make sure that you guys have all of the information you need to continue to grow. And I'd love to get the feedback from you as well from what's been going on with utilizing these tools and tips that we've been sharing with you for the past now 5 years. Can I believe it's been 5 years now? So with that being said, let's talk about it. 2016 was an amazing year for online marketing, but the industry never slows down. We haven't quite hit the end of the year yet, but let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. If you start thinking about the industry and where it's going and what is going to happen to this year, 2017, and how you can prepare accordingly for it, you want to be on that first mover's advantage train. You want to make sure you're doing everything possible to continue to be what you call a step ahead of the game, not behind the eight ball, but ahead of the game. And in order to do that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to study. You have to really know your market and what market you're in and the competitors that's in your market, what they're doing and what they're not doing, that you can do better. Once you get this, ladies and gentlemen, you will have a solid network consistently. And, you know, when it comes to web design and marketing, since that's what we do here, and that's what I do, actually, I wanted to share this with you. When it comes to the websites, your online business, you're representing the internet. You're representing a super fast highway. Respect the fact that it is a tool to assist and get you new customers, new clients, new partners, or new co-oping partners. That's the key word I'm going to be utilizing throughout. Co-oping partners that you can build your network through. If you know how and understand how it works, a lot of people, when they get websites, notice, I as a designer, notice that they do not understand the internet. They do not understand how to market. Who is your target market? How to put it out there? How to put the information out there? What type of content do I need to have in representing my company, my business? If I'm a product business and I'm selling products, that's one piece, and I must understand the product, the benefits of the product, and how the product will work for them, and how easy it can be entered into and grafted into their everyday life. Those are the things you need to answer the questions to yourself. If you're a service business, such as myself, which I do online on marketing and, of course, web design and all that, then I have to present something to my customers or potential clients in reference to what type of websites that I build, which I have a plethora of website designs that I can put together, whether it's an information website, whether it's an e-commerce website where people can order and purchase online, whether it's a landing page, which is just a one-pager, or it could be an information type of thing where I'm doing a multiple of the two, or it could be a replicating website if you're a conglomerate of businesses across the country. Replicating websites is what it is today in reference to what network marketing companies use and also businesses who have multiple locations across the country who want to enter in information and get data, because it is a data site, and also database websites where you can collect data on references to all of the things that's being collected online throughout 24/7. So a lot of information, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of details to this, but you want to keep it simple. You want to say, hey, I want to be able to market this, put that out there, let people know what I got, and get the traffic. Well, you can do that. But the way to do it under the trend setting, again, you're talking about becoming a trendsetter, making sure you do things unique and different in the marketplace that nobody else is doing. That's how people are winning today. That's how companies are blowing up faster than ever today, in reference to that. So we want to make sure that we're doing all we can to make our marketing, our business plan, marketing plan, and also the products and services that we provide, our content, is airtight. Marketing is a field, though, dominated by those with the foresight to plan ahead, anticipating change, and jump on trends before the competitors do. So take notes, ladies and gentlemen, of these trends to come and prepare for them as you begin to see what's unique and different that could be a part of what it is you're trying to display yourself. And again, there's a lot of information out here. You don't have to use them, all of them, but just the ones that's customized to you, that represents who you are and what your competition in the industry is not doing. So you want to make sure you follow these key element pieces. There's a lot of information, but you don't have to use all of it. Use the bits and pieces of the information that's going to be customized, tailor-fit for you. So let's go into the seven online marketing trends that were dominating 2017. Since this is now May 12th, 2017, now we're in the fifth month of the year, and we still have 7 months to go. So let's focus on the seven. We talk about seven online marketing trends. That's the number of completion. We got 7 months left in this year, number of completion. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking in the number of groups of seven. So as we do the five P's of marketing, which I shared the last episode of the show, we talked about the five P's of marketing. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. The key elements, though, out of the five P's, and grab the pieces out of that that's customized to you. But the most important piece of the five P's of marketing is basically promotions. How you promote a thing, ladies and gentlemen, makes it or breaks it for you. Promote well, earn well. Promote weak, that's what you're going to get. So let's look at that. The product and the people is one thing. Your place could be online or brick and mortar. Your promotion, though, the pricing could change and fluctuate up and down, no matter what kind of pricing is based on the industry. And then you got your last piece that's consistently never changing is promotion. Promoting your business, promoting the brand, promoting the product, promoting the service. So that's going to be in a constant state. But you have to be unique about it. You have to be entertaining a little bit about it. And you have to be customizing to fit the needs of the people, because you're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen. Again, in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. That's what we're satisfying in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can afford. Notice I put one in front of the need, because people get what they want more than they do what they need. So now that we talk about this, let's get into it and let's dive into it. Online marketing trends number one. And this was ushered in by Pokemon Go. And we'll see that that true rise in augmented reality basically is going to be one of the things that you can see. Very few people would have predicted that this was going to blow up as big as it did. The revenues during this peak, though, is staggering. Who on earth, and I'm going to just say this, was able to earn $10 million a day based on the marketing, the app, the potential A&R, of course, and basically the ads, the campaigns, how they did everything on a consistent level in the promoting part of that. Just look at that. So if you think about it, augmented reality is a key factor. Write this down, ladies and gentlemen. Augmented reality. Basically, you can do that in products or service based on the information you have and making it a more live effect to it, whether it's clothing, whether it's electronics, the industry that I'm in, or anything other than that, or if you're on the service side, whether you're a cleaning business or a service business online or so forth, or web designers like myself, then we will have to have something augmented on a reality level of showing guests or customers how it's going to affect them in real time and in reality of it on what they like on an everyday basis, whatever they do daily. Your focus is to make sure that you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the pieces that you have to get. This has to be done on a regular basis. Well, until it dies down, then you start to look at all of the information you gathered, the people who have gravitated to it, and then the price points that you put on that to make it more affordable or more comfortable for them to take advantage of it. So you want to make sure you're doing this consistently on that. That's something that's coming and will be happening. Augmented reality is going to be a big thing. Number two, live video streaming will fully take off no matter where you go. If you think about it, we already got Facebook Live. We're also going to be having Google Live. Google's always going to be live. We're going to have a lot of different avenues where you can do live streaming, live video streaming. Apple is coming out with their, of course, they got the iMovie app, which I love that iMovie app. I'm going to talk about that briefly in reference to creating movie trailers and movies from your pictures and from videos that you collected on your phone. If you have the new iPhone 7 like I do, it's a really sweet deal. You can see it, and the graphics on it is really nice. So social media users are beginning to demand more in-the-moment content, and this is what we talk about, in-the-moment content. In-the-moment content, live video streaming, but on the, I'm talking about on the business side of this, not on the social side, just on the regular everyday people side. But on the business side of it, I'm going to show you how this could be impactful to your business. Basically, on a product and service that you're providing in the marketplace, you can do a live video stream of that product or service through the social media to talk about it like an infomercial or a simple commercial video streaming what it is you do, what promotions you're running, and what product your out of your signature product, what's your base product that you normally carry that others want, need, and can afford. So these are the things you want to make it an event out of it. So basically, this is going to be your live event that you can do streaming from your home. You don't have to be paying all this media money. For those that don't have the capital, this is a simplistic way to do it without spending a great deal of money today. There's live video streaming. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to faster internet and the obliquity of mobile devices now, live video has become something of a trend of its own, with more and more apps and platforms giving some kind of live streaming functionality. Even this year, the first presidential debate was streamed live, drawing millions of viewers in. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to an upward streak for the next last few years, but for this coming up, but in, believe me, in 2017 will be the year where it fully takes off, utilized by more brands and more individuals than ever. So as a business, you want to jump on that as well. If you see your competitors are not doing live streaming, then guess what? Be the first to do it in your industry. Be the first to do it along the lines of what it is you represent, what you want to promote, and also branding your business. This is also helping in the branding side of it. So this will take off in a no-time flat, and it again cuts the cost down, so you don't have to spend a great deal, X amount of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, to do it. This is the convenience that we're going. Look at the cycle of trends. Things back in the 1950s, 40s, and 30s, they were cheap back then. Let's go back into the history of this. Business 101. The cost to make products and services and things today back then was cheap. It didn't cost as much. Gas was only about 50 cents, 75 cents, or a dollar back then. I don't know. I wasn't around that time. But, however, look at what's happening today. It was all about convenience. The more convenient, if you look in the business side of this, the more convenient it is, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, the easier it is for you to generate millions of dollars. Let's look at that. The more convenient it is, the easier it is, the more revenue you can get generate from it. Because, again, we're going back into that same cycle as it was back then, so it is today. There's nothing new under the sun. So it's talking about, let's look at the trends. Let's look at how convenient can we make it today. Look at the smartwatch technology. I'm going into electronics, so that's what my degree is in. That's what I'm talking about. As a tech myself, a techie myself, I can understand the convenience thereof of certain applications of certain products that's being marketed in the marketplace or being made in the marketplace for consumers to consume and utilize on a regular, consistent basis to engraft it into their everyday lifestyle, their personality, and who they are as a person. Again, it goes back to personality, bringing it back to the days of old, personality, people. So let's look at that. That's something that's impactful. If you didn't see that, now take the time to look at that. It is how we do business today, how we conduct business today is on another level as well. I'm an internet entrepreneur. So as an internet entrepreneur, I have the information that I share with you guys, internet radio, my web design and marketing business, which is online, and all of the things that I do online as an internet entrepreneur is the fact of this. I'm gathering data from all sources and all parts of the country and abroad to basically bring it down to simplify for you guys to get it so that way we can build up our small-based businesses across this country, no matter what city and state you're in, to be able to share with you the information so you can take and absorb it and utilize it into your daily function of what you do in your business, thus giving you the information, the power to go ahead and go out there and grow your business network to another level. Let's go to number three, data visualization. Tools will greatly expand. But as marketing, data is the life, is our lifeblood as a marketer. So if we gather enough data, what people like, getting feedback from your customers on the products and services that you provide on a regular, consistent basis. I keep saying this over and over, and I want you guys to hear this because this is vitally our lifeblood. Because how would you know, what would you know, if a guest or customer come to you and they buy the product but didn't tell you what they thought about it? That's information you don't have. But you know they bought it. Will they be a repeat customer? Let's go back to the trends of what we're talking about. Will they be a repeat customer, or will they be a one-shot deal customer? It's based on what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what information you gave them to equip them on making the decision to continue to do business with you. If you don't have that lasting content or effect on the people that buy from you, then you're not going to last. I'm going to just keep it real. You're not going to last. So let's focus on the main subject matter at hand. Data visualization tool. Will it greatly expand, as will the need for data visualizations? So what does that mean, Ed? As marketers, data is our lifeblood. We need quantitative information to tell us who's buying what, when, why, and what messaging is most effective for them. But even data analysts frequently have problems understanding exactly what the data is saying. Our brains weren't made to process vast amounts of raw materials or numerical data this way. So guess what that means? Now technology is finally catching up to the interpretation part of data. So what it means is we have to stay focused on getting the feedback as an entrepreneur from our customers so that way we know what works, what don't work, the what, when, and the why. So the what, when, and the why, the three W's we talk about, that's what you want to have. In order for you to measure your success or the lack thereof, you need to know the what, when, and the why. And once you do that, ladies and gentlemen, this will impact you like never before. You will be able to help as many people across the country and even in your own neighborhood, wherever you do business, in your area, whatever city you're in, you'll be able to impact more people this way. Because now you understand the what, the when, and the why. And that's one of the three W's. Those are the three W's that you're going to need in your business to understand the what, when, and the why. So when people buy from you, you know who's buying, what they're buying, and why they bought it, and what message content that you attach to that in order for them to get them to buy. So you want to keep that in place. So data visualization is one of the key components, ladies and gentlemen, of your business. So another tool and tip, narrative advertising. Yes, I did say narrative advertising because it's one of the oldest things in the book, but it's been used for years by brands looking for an easy way to get natural-looking visibility out in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, as consumers continue to condemn and ignore most forms of conversational advertising, native advertising becomes a basically more effective, easiest way to go about it without pushing it on them or forcing it on them as most companies do. That forcefulness doesn't work all the time, and it doesn't work majority of the time. So why would we do it continually if we know it ain't working? So, and especially if you're a small business and you're just getting started as an entrepreneur, you want to come out as a soft approach, but yet hard and firm about your beliefs, your product and service, and the type of company you're going to become. In the formulation stage, we don't know all of the details right away. It takes time. That's why we call it a formulation stage. But once you get to your momentum stage, then you build momentum off of the success you've had for the formulation that you put together that didn't quite work, but then all of a sudden picked up. Let's look at a few of these, and I'm going to share this with you. Everybody heard of pop sockets? These are things that you can put on your phone, and you can put your hands through it and use it. The guy that created and invented that thing, it took a slow turn before it picked up. The kids now gravitated to that, and now it's global. So pop sockets is a big thing now. Well, let's look at this fidget spinners. There's another tool and thing that came out. Unfortunately, the lady who invented that didn't get anything for it because she lost her patent and couldn't afford it. And now the story goes, she will not get a dime from the company who came behind her, got the technology or the information, concept and idea that she created, and now it's a big thing today, fidget spinners. So, and it was basically, she did it because her daughter had ADHD and was wanting to keep her calm and keep her focused. That technology has shifted over to something else now. So here we go. So what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. If you look at how you advertise, how you promote, how you represent your company, and how you represent the product and service you provide, and be a product of the product if you have a product business, what are the things that you like? And be a human billboard, so to speak, to represent your brand, to represent the things that you do. It's funny that a lot of these businesses don't represent the product they sell. They don't even use it, most of them. They don't even represent it. How is it that you can talk about it and you want others to buy it, but you ain't going to buy it? You ain't going to represent it. So get back to the basics, people. Let's just get back to the basics, okay? Brands will increasingly target niche markets out of necessity. Online marketing is becoming more crowded. We understand that. Though the number of available consumers have remained more or less steady, millions of new businesses have flooded into the space for a piece of the pie. This is especially true in the content and social media marketing spaces. One of the best solutions for this is to target a more specific niche, appealing to a narrower range of demographics with a more specific topic. As a result, we're bound to see more companies opting for more targeted, almost personal level content and campaigns. This is, again, ladies and gentlemen, what I talk about when I show you about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You got Instagram, you got all these different social media sites you can utilize. On Facebook, which is cool, you can actually do your advertising and marketing, and you only pay a few dollars a month just for that, if you want to get into it. So if you understand the online marketing, your niche, your target market is going to be key. Who is your target market? What age demographics? Whether it's 18 to 49, which is the average demographic that everybody's targeting right now, 18 to 49. And then you have your baby boomers. You got your other generation that's under that group, and then the group under that, and so forth and so on. But is your product mature enough, or the service you're providing, is it mature, or can it be a kid-based? If it is, then you want to go down to the next level. So let's continue on with that, and ladies and gentlemen, and brand will be your key factor of your business as well as your product and service that you're providing. So keep in mind, you want to rise to the top, dense your content, and you want to be an interactive website where people can give you feedback on what they thought about the product and service you provide. Everything can be done now just online. So utilize the internet more and more, ladies and gentlemen, and have fun with it and enjoy the season that we have right now as we are continuing on with the Grow Series in the month of May at GTE Special Network Radio. I just want to keep you guys abreast and keep you ahead of the game. As I said before, I say again, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. It was a privilege for my brother Les Brown. Until then, keep building the faith and keep building the dream.